You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Maddie. I've missed you all. You know, I was really sick the Sunday that you did your Christmas play, so I didn't really get to talk to you after and tell you that you did such a wonderful job. And then the weeks have been a little off kilter since then, so it feels like we're finally getting back to normal, aren't we? Well, I brought a picture of my dog, George, this morning. I think, Maddie, I know you've met George before, but this is my dog, George. And I brought a picture of him for two reasons. One, when we blessed this pyramid, we were talking about how God so loves the world. And what that verse means is that God doesn't just love the earth, and God doesn't just love humans, but God loves every single thing that God made. God loves the stars, and the planets, and the galaxies, and the black holes, and God loves the grass, and the flowers, and the trees, and the mud. And God loves all of the animals, including our pets. Sawyer, I can't remember your dog's names. I know Bella. Do you have any others? Can you tell me them? Jack and Patches, that's right. And you guys had Cece. And so lots of us have pets and love our pets. And that verse that I was just telling you about makes my heart really happy because it means that God loves our pets just like we do. And there's a verse that we're going to read in just a minute in the psalm that says to God, "You save humankind and animals, O Lord." That Jesus didn't just come to save us. Jesus came to save everything that God made, and that includes our animals. So I know it can be really sad sometimes when our pets die. I'm sure when George dies, I will have a broken heart for sure. But I also have hope that when I go to heaven someday, George will be there waiting for me. He might even run to greet me just like he does when I come home in the evening. And so I just wanted to tell you guys that too, that God loves animals and our pets, and we're going to get to see them all again someday in heaven forever. We'll get to run and play for all eternity. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for your love and for sending Jesus. Thank you that you love everything that you created, including animals and our pets. We love you, God. Amen. All right, you're going to go to a special room today for Children's Church because there's no heat in the other two rooms. So you're going to follow Kelly and Calvin, I think, back behind the sacristy here where she has a fun activity. And I think I saw a pretty delicious snack in her bed, too.